Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I do want you part of the solution. I do want you asking questions. I do want you being irritated. I mean, seriously, at some of the stuff that I put out there. You can call me, yell at me. I don't really care. I don't lose sleep over it. But I mean, you need to see what's happening. You need to know. I mean, I'm amazed at how many people will send me. And again, I realize I'm in it every day. It's a little different for me. But I'm amazed at how many times I get an email on a story where you say that probably can't be true. I've never, first time I've ever heard of this. You know, when you're not in it every day like we are, when you're not doing it, you know, minute by minute, that's a big difference. I get bits and pieces of stuff. I don't jump on everything I get. Right? When I get this stuff, I look through it. I try to find it other places, in all seriousness. And, okay, that was good. I try to find it in three different places. Because if I can find it in three different places, then I figure, okay, and not these really hardcore right-wing type of sites, because that doesn't help me. They're going to leave out little details that will make me look and others look like a fool. Well, President Biden's campaign received a significant amount of protest votes on Tuesday night's primaries. Right? The campaign is having a difficult time uniting a fractured party. Now, I'm not so sure I totally believe that. Because they know ultimately, in the end, when it comes to the general election, they can vote for him and make it okay. In a Wisconsin Democrat primary, 8.5% of the voters selected the uninstructed option rather than vote for President Biden, which amounted to about 48,000 votes. Now, additionally, another almost 18,000 votes were cast for Democrat Representative Dean Phillips, who's no longer in the race. What made him think he even had a chance? Some of these people I don't understand. In Connecticut, the vote total for uncommitted was at almost 12%, just under 8,000 votes. In Rhode Island, 15% of the voters were uncommitted. So these are decent numbers. I am not going to say, oh, my God, look at the tidal wave, like some people are trying to make it look. I know that's not it. So the uncommitted results came after the activists across several states have pushed voters to refrain from voting for Biden in protest over some of his issues. Including, now, these guys are bowing down. Do they really believe that the Muslim population in Wisconsin is going to vote for Donald Trump? Seriously? It's just amazing. In Wisconsin alone, about 48,000 voters cast unrestricted ballots in the Democrat presidential primary. And it surpassed the campaign goal, significantly exceeding President Biden's margin of victory over Trump. people are getting upset that he's not doing what he needs to do. Now, in some of those cases, right, Biden is giving in to the pro-Palestinian protesters, which shows you how political it is. He's not standing his ground. He could care less. He just wants the vote. And matter of fact, it's not him. It's the team behind him. I get it. Now, in Rhode Island and Connecticut, 15 and 12% of the Democrat voters, they mark their ballots as uncommitted. They're teed off. Voters choosing to remain uncommitted rather than vote for Biden, well, they've become a theme during this primary season. Even in Super Tuesday, right, you had tens of thousands of voters, I think it was about six or seven states, that voted uncommitted in big numbers. So some of these people are saying, I should say some of the activists, mostly progressives, are saying this president has to decide if loyalty to Netanyahu is worth delivering Trump the election in November. Now, I got to say, the loyalty is not to Netanyahu. The loyalty is the only ally that we have in the region. The loyalty is to Israel. The loyalty is into a group of people in a country that belong there. It's that simple. Not that hard to figure out. The Biden campaign, you know, they didn't respond. They're kind of hanging loose to see what happens. Now, on the Republican side, a noticeable number of voters also opted against voting for Trump. So in Wisconsin, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley received 12% of the vote, just about 76,000. And the voters voted for her, even though, you know, I got to tell you something. I'm not buying this totally because, forgive me, voters, a lot of you are just totally unaware. I mean that sincerely. You don't know who's running or not running. You saw a couple of ads. You knew you have to run out to vote, and you still voted for Nikki. Because they could have voted for no one. They could have left it blank. And that would have been a real big deal, too. But the reading of Wisconsin, the Biden campaign rapid response director, Amar Amusa, after Trump's performance, said that Donald Trump minus 120,000 Wisconsin GOP votes becomes Tuesday's biggest loser. I love how they spin this stuff. Joey's doing fine. Trump's doing bad. Yeah, okay. Look at the rallies. Tell me who's doing bad. I'm sorry. I'm missing something here. You know, Biden can't even get that many people to watch him when he does a press conference, as many as Trump gets inside of a stadium. It is what it is. What can I tell you? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
Yeah, talking to myself again, obviously. Double C, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You win, we all win when that happens. All right? Not hard. Matter of fact, you don't even need a college degree to figure this one out. Seriously. All right, Dan Pilla, the tax man. Some of you are, look at guys, I try to do this kind of funny, but listen. TaxHelpOnline.com. That's the best way to get in touch with them. TaxHelpOnline.com. And, when you hit the website, you can leave a message. You can buy one of his books. And the books are not expensive at all. And you get all kinds of great information out of them. And my mindset would be with you first, go ahead and buy one of the books. Read the book. Glean from the information in the book. Write questions down. I mean, seriously, think it through. That simple. All right, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution, as I always say. The, don't you love it? The, apparently, at the border, they caught over 180 Chinese illegal aliens. This is in San Diego in one day. But we have nothing to worry about. Everything's cool. Everything's good. Just amazing. I don't want to admit to it, but just amazing. Over 180 Chinese illegal aliens were caught at the San Diego sector of the border on Tuesday. Right? Now, since October 1st, there have been 22,000 Chinese illegal aliens caught by the Border Patrol. And these are not feeble old people. Okay? They're not families for the most part. I guess we have nothing to worry about, right? You think they walked on water? You think they walked across water to get here? I'm just trying to find out. One reporter who talked to some of the migrants, he told me that he illegally crossed into the U.S. into Jacumba, California, to take the money. He also wants a job. Now, the California southern border is wide open for illegals to pass through. It's like, I love the Joey B's of the world to say, they're coming here to work. All they want is a job, you know. They want the American lifestyle. Well, then, all right, let them have it, but leave the American businesses alone so they can actually grow where they need more help. But you won't let that happen, and you don't see the correlation between the two. You make it hard for businesses to hire. You make it hard for businesses to grow. You're taxing the crud out of them. You're basically making the employees the bosses of the business, and you want them to hire more people? Are you serious? It's just amazing. Anyway, I mean, the breach in San Diego at the border wall, they've seen tens of thousands come through there from 73 different countries in 1 week time. Yeah, in 1 week's time. It's just amazing. I mean, truly just amazing. What's even more alarming are the illegals that are on the terror watch list with millions of people pouring in and zero accountability, and we can't check them out. I'm sure Haiti's given us real information about those illegals coming across, right? Texas has been handling the border very differently than California. Abbott has made guarding the southern border a top priority. Texas National Guard has secured the El Paso sector with the installation of razor wire and fences that are designed to slow these guys down. But you look at it. If they want to come over and they got plenty of time, they can figure it out. Since Biden took office, that they know of, hear me carefully, that they know of, since Biden took office in 2021, they think that over 12 million illegals have crossed the border. And the numbers are increasing weekly. Because people from other countries know they don't plan on sealing the border. Joey B is actually sending planes to other countries to pick people up and drop them off here. He's got to be making deals with these countries, the leaders in these countries. He has to. This doesn't happen in a vacuum. This doesn't happen because he's got nothing else to do. Or he's just being a nice guy. That's a line of bunk. Or to use his line, it's a line of malarkey. Malarkey? Malarkey. Seriously. I really do find this amazing. And they're so out of touch. I mean so out of touch. I don't know if you guys saw this. Jill Biden. Another peach. She appeared on CBS Morning this week and got a little testy when one of the hosts brought up her husband's awful poll numbers. He went on to say, lots of polls right now show Trump leading Biden in most, if not all, of the battleground states. What's Jill say? I don't want to hear it. It's not true. Really? Well, then what news you got, Jill? Come on, give it to us. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Joe Biden hasn't been on such a live show in a very long time. Why? They can't have him there alone. He gets up and walks away in the middle of the interview. Right? His campaign can't guarantee. You know, you guys on the left that say you love this country. Okay, so you hate Trump. You think he's the worst thing to happen since the plague. But you really love this country enough to put a guy like Joe Biden there again? Is that what you're saying? You couldn't. If you couldn't find anybody better than Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, you guys were in sad shape. Really sad shape. Joe Biden hasn't been on mic because they don't trust he'll do the right thing. They don't trust. I mean, think about it. He's not running his campaign. His handlers are. But Joe Biden, when she went on the show, she was she was only on to surprise the person selected to be Teacher of the Year. So she wasn't brought in for any particular reason. But even in that limited capacity, she had some of her own problems while she was on the show. And the panel asked her a real question about the presidential race. They can't handle real questions. They don't know what to do with them. Because they have to give a real and honest answer. They could try to lie, but most people know what's going on already. Right? One of the people on CBS panel asked what was it like to be in the White House when the polls on Wall Street, well, they show Joey B not doing so well. We'll be back in a minute. Love to go on with this. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. Despite the deaths of three humanitarian aid workers and an Israeli airstrike, the Biden administration is maintaining its current policy toward Israel. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president anticipates a prompt and comprehensive investigation into the incident. Nonetheless, President Biden is under pressure to cease providing weapons to Israel amid the conflict. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people being injured. There are still concerns the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels. Senator Bernie Sanders is championing the idea of a four-day work week. The independent senator from Vermont penned an op-ed for CNN highlighting that the wealthiest people in the country have never had it so good. Sanders advocates for a 32-hour work week without any reduction in pay. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. That's the way I like it, and I know it's the way you like it, too. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved. When you're involved, it makes it so much easier. No, really, because most of you pay attention, and the comments I see that you make, you know, tell me that you are paying attention. You have some real good questions. Some of you have actually, believe it or not, changed my mind on certain issues. Because there were things I didn't know that you were able to bring to my attention. I don't get that much. People usually don't, not even that they don't challenge, but they usually don't feel like they should have to say anything or should say anything. And that's wrong. You should. Because, again, I don't know it all. And I don't even make believe. Come on. You know I don't even make believe I know it all. All right, so we were talking about Jill Biden and how she got all upset when it was alluded to on CBS Morning Show that her husband was losing the battleground states, but she won't believe it, which I think is hilarious, right? Now, let me see if I can get this working. Take a listen. See, this always happens to me. It doesn't like me. Yeah, let's restart it. There you go. All right, cool. You know, like I say, you really got to pay attention. Listen carefully to the words they use. Listen to how they say things. And the reason I want to play this, I want you to hear Jill try to fix this. She can't do it. Not going to happen. Take a listen. Let's see if I can make it work this time.
But when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and...
Nah, 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 nah. Did you hear that?
He's coming up. No.
He's not losing.
He's coming up.
So wouldn't that, I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I'd have to say, if he's not losing and he's coming up, then he's losing. Am I confused? Here, listen some more.
He's even or doing better. So, you know what?
So he's coming up. Maybe he's even. Maybe he's doing better. Which is it, Jill? Help us out.
Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
It's obvious. Obviously, she hasn't looked at the polls. She hasn't. They're so disconnected. This is the woman who thought it was cool to wear fishnet stockings in the Middle East. Yeah, you heard me. Go check it out yourself. It's a true statement. I mean, seriously. Not a very classy person. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But she sounds a little desperate in the clip, don't you think? Someone should have whipped out the data, the latest polls, or the polls for the last 3-4 months, to show how he's losing ground day after day after day. Let her see truly what's happening out there. Or maybe, you know, maybe even leave it alone. I mean, let's not give them a reason to fight. Right? I mean that sincerely. Stay away. Leave him alone. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this one. So, the rapper, I don't know, what is he? He's not a rapper, right? She's a flute player or something. Lizzo, she's kind of backtracked on her pledge to quit the music industry, insisting that she was just seeking to dispel negative energy. She's been, you know, I mean, seriously, she's been disgraced. She's morbidly obese, and she treats it and talks about it like it's a badge to wear, like it's a good thing. You know, some of you guys, you get mad about this kind of stuff, but no, being morbidly obese is not a good thing. It's not good for you, it's not good for your heart, it's not good for your body. Really, seriously. The Grammy Award winner currently has a major sexual harassment lawsuit proceeding against her. She appeared to announce her retirement last week, declaring that she had grown sick of being dragged by everyone. Well, you put yourself out there in that way. Some of the stuff you say floors some of us. And I don't know you. I don't want to know you, but I don't know you. I'm not into your kind of music. Some people are. Good for them. She goes on to say, I'm getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want to do is make music, make people happy, and help the world be a little better. Well, look, if you're committing the kind of sexual harassment they say you are, yeah, you're not making the world happy. And you are dragging other people down. This is how it always is with these not with the rappers, with Hollywood, with the entertainment business. Right? Two sets of standards. They have their own way of believing what needs to be done. She said, but I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I'm constantly up against lies being told about me for her views, being the butt of the joke every single time because of how I look. Well, what do you want people to do? Take you seriously? I've seen some of the clothes you put on, or some of them just look like strips of cloth that you wrap around the proper places. So my character being picked apart by people who don't know me and disrespecting my name. I didn't sign up for this blank. I quit. Now, she's backtracking those comments now, but look. Here's the deal. You put yourself out there that way. The way you look, the stuff you wear, the way you move yourself around, the things you do. You expect that people who aren't on the same page as you is going to like any of this? Seriously? Think it through. I mean, let's watch. Some of you are going to have a heart attack right now. Let's be honest about it, all right? I know. Some men love very large women. As a matter of fact, one of the regular guests on the show a long time ago, he loved large women. Good for you. That's fine. But when you get up on stage and you're wearing something that Beyonce would wear or Taylor Swift would wear, and you just don't have it right, are you truly expecting that the so-called millions of people watching you, not one of them is going to say anything? Do you really believe that? I mean, will you stick up for me? Because I have people always make fun of my hair, my crooked teeth. Seriously. And this is, that's okay, though. The left doesn't really care about that. That's fine. Everything she wears, you know, now, from an artist standpoint, from a musician standpoint, I understand she's excellent. Deserves all kinds of accolades. Well, good for her. If that's true, good for her. She's considered a laughing stock, though, for her appearance. Right? She often exasperates that appearance by wearing suggestive and highly, you know, sexual type of clothing. Her real name is Melissa Vivani Jefferson. She's also an ardent Biden supporter. Just last week, she attended a fundraiser for the president, alongside Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Stephen Colbert, and so many others. I would love to know what some of these entertainers say about her behind the scenes. Because you know as well as I do, they're not being quiet about it. There's no way. They're not that kind of people. They don't have that kind of respect. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I also love the case against President Trump in New York, right? Basically, the accounting activities that aren't crimes. They aren't even adjusting entries. They're what they are, right? District Attorney Bragg, his case against President Trump, there's no crimes. I mean, professionals that look at it and say, where's the crime here? Well, I want to say, at one point in my corporate career, I oversaw financial reporting of multi-million and billion-dollar blocks of business for a U.S. Fortune 500 company. I also served as the national corporate executive in Hong Kong. And he went on to say, I looked over everything. There's nothing here. More waste of taxpayer dollars because you hate Donald Trump. Don't receive your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
That whole, it was your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. I mean, come on, guys, stop talking about food. Really, seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the conversation. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me and texting me, emailing me, however it is you're conversing. I very much appreciate it. You know, and just amazing, the questions you ask are really good. Why you wait to well after the show is over, I don't know. The Chinese got active over the last few days. And it's not for what you think. Well, we'll see. So now that the United States has overextended itself militarily, they got engagements everywhere. Ukraine and Russia war, the Israel-Gaza war. China may just take advantage of the situation and make a decisive move towards the island of Taiwan. Now, yesterday, on an eventful day that saw the strongest Taiwan earthquake in 25 years, as well as telephone conversations between U.S. President Joe Biden, the chairman of Xi Jinping, and the Chinese People's Liberation Army, they decided to make yet another show of force over and around a contested island. Now, dozens of Chinese warplanes, multiple naval ships, were reported around Taiwan in the largest coordinated display this year. There were 30 planes, 9 ships were detected in Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Now, again, there are plenty, and I mean plenty, of countries that would stick up for Taiwan. And where are we? We're always, you know, the general said it years ago. The military people and people from the State Department around Joe Biden when he was VP, and even before that, that the man has never made one solid foreign affair decision properly. Right? His foreign policy decisions are terrible. Just terrible. And they admitted to it. I don't know if they were doing it because they wanted Hillary in or whatever it was. You know, you think about it. And yet, no biggie. You gotta love it. We're not sticking up for any of our allies. And I personally believe, I have no proof of this other than what I've seen happen. Right? His money is heading into certain coffers. Why else would Joe Biden, out of nowhere, and not even basically making a case for it, but not support Taiwan anymore? Out of nowhere. Why would he give up on Israel? Again, ignore. Out of nowhere. Think it through. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. If you can't see what's happening, what did Joe say? If you don't vote for me, you're not black. If you can't truly see what's happening, there's no gray matter between your ears. And you know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I usually don't go down these roads. Okay? I don't know if you caught, and again, you never see Trump do this. You'd probably never see even some Democrats not do this. President Biden was interrupted by pro-Palestinian protesters during a speech in North Carolina. Now, he eventually conceded. He said they have a point on the care in Gaza. What about the health care in Gaza? Remember, the audience shouted at Biden while he was delivering remarks on health care in Raleigh, North Carolina. What about the health care in Gaza? We don't control Gaza. It's not ours. How about we take care of our own first? What do you think? Everybody deserves health care, Biden responded. Be patient with them. I don't even know what that means. One protester kept shouting off camera before Biden acknowledged the concern that was being raised. I mean, seriously. He went on to say, they have a point. We need to get a lot more care into Gaza. The folks back to the subject at hand, even pregnancy was considered a pre-existing condition. You all know that. Well, for all the young people out there, before ACA, you'd get kicked off your parents' health care plans before you turn 20. Yes, when do you become an adult? When do you get your own job? When do you become an adult? All right, I mean, seriously, look, myself and many others that I know in my age bracket, group, whatever, we didn't grow up with health care. You know, and I didn't grow up with health care. Matter of fact, I had to pay the bills for my kids out of pocket. Didn't have health care. Now, some of you say, well, don't you wish you did? Of course I wish I did, but I don't want you paying for my health care. I don't want tax dollars going to my health care because I just couldn't have it or afford it. If I had a job that offered it, I'd take it. Later on in life, I did have jobs that offered it. Not Burger King, not McDonald's, not Taco Bell or whatever. I had jobs that paid really well as I moved up into adulthood. And they were fine, but I can't imagine being 26. You know, you don't want to be dependent on your parents. We didn't want to be dependent on our parents. We wanted to get to a point, frankly and honestly, where we could help take care of our parents. It was always a goal. First time my mom called me for help, she didn't want to. She was going to pay me back, if you would. Remember, her refrigerator went out. Now, she lives in Massachusetts. I live in California. What am I supposed to do? It's not like I can go pick one out with her. I'm like, Mom, just go to the store, right? Pick one out. Which one? I don't know. I don't know what fits. Pick one out and then call me from there. And she did. And when I was on the phone with the guy, the manager of the store, I said, you know, you make sure it gets delivered. You make sure it gets put in place. You make sure the water line gets hooked up and all this other stuff and that it's working. And then I want to buy her, an extended warranty. And that's not because I'm some hero or great guy, but it felt good for once, truly, to be able to do something for my mom that I could easily do and it wouldn't hurt me. It wouldn't cripple me financially or anything. All right, enough about me. Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden have been heckled numerous times in the past year over the development war in Gaza. And the critics have accused his administration of supporting the genocide against him, which is a lie. It's a total lie. Biden has been faced with a mount of... I mean, if you think about this, think about how Hamas, in the areas that they occupy, how they treat women. Or if you're willing to be honest with yourself, you'll know. And when you think about that, how the UN has constantly come against Israel for what? How they treat women. Women that they let go to college. Women that they let drive. Women that they let do all these things that are not available to them in some of those Muslim nations. But yet Israel's the oppressor. Got it. Yep, makes all this. See, when you take everything backwards, when you look at this stuff and you go, okay, as long as it doesn't make sense, it makes sense. Then it all fits. And notice that in these arguments that Joey B. has and his team, they never talk about the massacre on October 7th. The uncalled for, unannounced, unanything massacre on the 7th. Massacre of babies. These guys, these Palestinian freaktoids that went in there. Yeah, you heard me. You know, it's funny to think about it. You're such men, aren't you? You went in on a surprise. You brutally beat girls, not even women, not even, you know, women that were trained for battle. No, you went after girls, and you were elated. You giggled over the fact that you were beaten and raping them. Wow, what a man you are. How strong you are. You're a coward. I'm seriously, you're nothing but a bunch of cowards, like the Antifa people. They hide behind masks and helmets and everything else. They think they're so strong. They're so tough. They're not. They're cowards. Right? Get out in front. Oh, so you can go ahead and beat people with sticks and all this other stuff. Oh, boy. If you took the handcuffs off the cops, if you allowed them to do the job that they're supposed to be doing, they should be doing, you guys wouldn't stand a chance, frankly. If you met up with the police officers in the late 60s, early 70s, and they were allowed to, you wouldn't stand a chance. It's so funny to watch you guys operate. I swear the majority of you come out of mom's basement. That's the only thing I can say. And no, I'm not afraid of you. Not at all. I think it's hilarious how some people just petrified. No. Never afraid of cowards. I'm never afraid of people that is just so ignorant, they really can't even move through life without relying on mommy, daddy, or somebody to pay their way. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Watch you back here with me tomorrow. I just have so much fun at this. I enjoy having you with me. We'll catch you later.